Hi guys. Today I'm actually going to be showing you guys something that is going to make your life interesting, because this thing, which is actually the organism, is going to move on here. Now I'm going to actually just go through this. There is a section where I try to move this thing a little further away. I mean, so I could actually, because the thing moved, and then I had to move the specimen jar. I actually I'm moving this little thing a little forward, because I think it starts around 4 or 5 and so forth. And you're actually going to see this organism actually stretch. This is what's causing all your problems, my friend, and is basically hiding right in plain sight. And we're in trouble. One of the things you guys should be doing is actually the baking soda bath helps a lot. Do it for 20, 30 minutes. I'm not a measurer, guys. I never measure much. I mean, so in regards to it, I mean, I would pour 2 pounds of baking soda in the bath. I mean, look, what this organism is covering your whole body. And it is alive. It is a living organism. And what you guys are gonna, I mean, a lot of people right now are not getting any of the symptoms yet. They're basically, it might be minute or whatever, but this thing takes a long time to grow. But the problem is, it's already there. The infestation is 100%. It's just basically where, how, when it starts kicking you behind. Okay? Because this organism hides in plain sight, and the doctors don't even see it. Excuse me, let me get a cup of sip of coffee here. Sorry about that. Anyway, so taking the baking soda bath and the unicillinic acid, will help you to start killing this thing. But the thing is, most people are in very bad shape already, and they won't. Here we go. Here we go. This is something that you're not gonna believe. I mean, 'cause this is a shocker. This thing is actually, and you may even see where that little portion actually stretches out a little. And this is this organism's alive. This organism is on your body. The doctors tell you you're nuts, you're not feeling what you're feeling and everything else, but it is a living organism, and it is 100% contagious. And it doesn't matter, because everybody's got it right now. It's just what stage. A lot of beautiful people basically have it. Of course, with the makeup, they can hide everything. But hiding it doesn't mean dog shit. This thing is actually going to keep growing. And as a matter of fact, some of the things that I'm going to be putting on my second book. Now, you already know about Morgellons disease, the silent pandemic, which is still the same. It is Aspergillus fumigatus, which is the fungi. And look at this. I don't even know. This is when it's going to do some crazy thing. After this, because since it moves so far to that side, I will move the specimen jar. But watch this. I mean, this thing is crazy, man. And I can't see how the hell docs don't see this. Because right now, if you're not killing the source, you're not going to basically, you're not going to win. So, you tell me, just from what you've seen right now, is this alive or not? I mean, and this thing can morph. It can change in a lot of ways. And this right here is a main body. What I call a main body is a main body. Which means that this thing I'm gonna isn't bad situation right now, what is in, because but it did concern me. that I had to actually shut the specimen jar because I'm, even though my body's so toxic because I take a lot more stuff. I mean, I gave you guys what you could do to help yourself because this organism, we're gonna have to actually, all of us gonna have to work together to try to get rid of this thing worldwide. Because if not, the human race is in, not the human, all living organisms are in danger of this one being the main, the main killer, I guess you can call it. But I'll tell you, you can win this battle. My second book should be out shortly. The only reason it's delayed is because there was something I had to add to it that is important to you guys. The first book is only 60 pages, but it gives you a good rundown of what goes on. Second book is going to be a lot more because it's going to be full detail on that. It is going to give you things that I am sorry that I'm going to shock the world with what I've got to put out. But this thing right now is, as you can see, it is alive. And I think right now I'm moving the specimen jar. There it is. And let's, but I think it's still going to do more, but I'm not going to go too far on this because this is crazy. This has been going on for decades, if not centuries, where this thing has been growing and spreading like crazy worldwide. I think once we got air travel and so forth, we actually ended up with the situation where this thing grew, basically spread a lot quicker than it would normally, where it grows in one section and then it goes from there. And but I'll tell you, if we don't do something about this, this is goner. I mean, basically, we're gonna start dying earlier. We may not even be able to reproduce. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? But you can beat this battle. It's just not easy. It is not. It's not gonna be fast. I mean, I'm in the process of trying something else right now that I'm gonna find out soon. If this thing is actually, if the other drug actually kills it faster, because I have changed. The pictures that I'm gonna actually put in the second book has to do with what I looked like 15 years ago, 15 or 16 years ago, what I looked like 8 years ago, and what I looked like now. So we'll go from there, guys. What I'm gonna do is just, like I said, you guys have to understand this thing is alive. Okay? It is alive. And we'll just go from there. Okay, guys? Now check out Morgellons.us and we'll go from there. Hi, guys.